An additional 208 people in Massachusetts have died from COVID-19-related causes, according to new data from the State Department of Public Health. The report, out yesterday, included the largest single-day number of reported deaths in more than a week. It also showed a slight increase in the number of newly confirmed coronavirus cases. Joining us to discuss all this is WBUR's Zininjor Enwemeka. Good morning, Zininjor, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So start with those numbers. Tell us more.
Well, as you noted, there were more than 1,700 new coronavirus cases reported yesterday. That brings the total number of cases to 72,025, and more than 4,400 people have now died from COVID-19. Another important data point is hospitalizations. Now, about 3,600 people have been hospitalized with COVID-19. That's about 5% of all cases, and the number of hospitalizations has been flat. We also continue to see a disproportionate impact of the pandemic on certain communities. Chelsea, Brockton, and Lynn still have the highest rates of infections.
Yesterday was the first day everyone in the state over the age of 2 was required to wear a face mask in public where physical distancing is impossible, Zininjor. How'd it go?
Well, many communities already were requiring people to wear masks in public or be fined, but yesterday was an adjustment for many people. Our colleague Quincy Walters was out in Boston and found some people were wearing masks and some not. Governor Baker says he's leaving it up to local communities to enforce this, and the early signs were encouraging.
They've issued a few warnings. Almost nobody's issued a fine. But the big thing they've said over and over again is you have to communicate why it's important. You have to put signage up so that people know and recognize where it's expected, and that people, for the most part, comply.
In another area, Zininjor, restrictions were eased a bit. Non-essential businesses are now allowed to take orders by telephone and online and deliver merchandise without physical contact with customers, such as florists, just ahead of Mother's Day weekend. So what's the latest on the state's plans to fully reopen businesses?
Yeah, that's certainly a big focus right now. And we sort of have this May 18th guidepost. Now, that's the deadline for a state task force to unveil a reopening plan. But we may even hear some new guidelines before the 18th. Governor Baker says the task force has already filed interim reports and is expected to make additional suggestions. And we can expect whatever the plans are to roll out in phases.
Our goal, starting on May 18th, is to begin reopening certain types of businesses in a limited fashion, where it can be done more safely than under normal operations. But this phased-in process can't begin until we see sustained downward trends in many of the data elements that we talk about every day.
You said data there. What kinds of data is the state looking at to determine how and when businesses can reopen?
So the state is looking at positive test rates, fatalities, and hospitalizations, and they want to see declines in those areas over an extended period. They're also monitoring the number of hospitals that are treating patients under so-called surge conditions. That basically means some hospitals are still relying on temporary spaces and beds to treat patients. Governor Baker says the state needs to see more patients recovering and moving out of hospitals so our healthcare facilities can move to a more normal level of activity.
How's the business community reacting to all of this, Zininjor?
Well, first, from the businesses I've spoken to, there's certainly a level of understanding that safety is the priority here, but businesses are itching to open. They've lost money, and many people have lost their jobs. So business groups have been pushing the state to ease more restrictions and roll out its plans sooner. John Hurst of the Massachusetts Small Business Association argues that non-essential businesses can operate safely now.
Look, if we're not going to have the openings that we hope to have on or around May 18th, heading in towards the important Memorial Day weekend, we at the very least should look at further relaxation, including curbside pickup and by appointment only type of customer service. Again, step-by-step ways to give these small businesses some hope for a future.
As Hurst mentioned, this is a critical time for many businesses. That's especially true on the Cape and Islands as we head into summer. Wendy Northcross is the CEO of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce. She's also a member of a new task force focusing on reopening the Cape.
It'll be a very different summer on the Cape, and I think we're going to find ways to accommodate the social distancing that we know our customer is going to want. We're going to accommodate the cleaning protocols that they're going to expect, and we're going to have to try to make it clear across the entire region what the expectations are.
We're going to hear more about that Cape Cod Task Force on reopening the economy next hour on Morning Editions. And Injera, what else are you keeping an eye on?
Well, I'll be keeping an eye out on how the reopening pans out. Certainly, many businesses will adapt to the new guidelines, but some may not be able to. So I'm curious to see what kinds of permanent changes or losses we might see among businesses. We can certainly expect a new normal, not just for businesses, but for all of us.
Okay, WBUR's in Injera and Wameka, thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.